You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I'm excited to be here with you today. So here it is. It is just a few days before Christmas. So I just wanted to hop on here and just quickly remind you all that we have our You Are More Women's Conference coming up, our women's event, January 6, 2024 at the Bienvenue Event Center. I've got fantastic lineup of speakers. I've got Dr. Susie Bartlett, who is not only an OBGYN, but she's also certified as an integrative medicine as well. So both integrative and OBGYN. So women's health is what she's going to be talking about. Ways to overcome stress through nature, hormones, all of it, all things that women care about, right? She's going to be talking about it. I'm excited to have her. I have a friend, her name is Crystal. She's flying in from Dallas to be with us. And she's got an incredible story of overcoming so many, from health challenges to miracle after miracle. And she's got a book called Claim Your Courage. And I just know that if you've been sitting in the seat of fear or that's been trying to rob from you or take from your life, that she'll be a real inspiration. Guys, I'm super excited about the panelists that I have on board. I have fantastic people. I have Madeline Ridgway. I mean, she's an entrepreneur, just a great, great woman, and just lots of wisdom, lots of perseverance, lots of stick-to-it-ness, lots of get up and go. She's amazing. Kathy Young, I mean, a bright light in our community. Many of you will probably know her. She's a bright light in the Cedar Valley and just brings just a wealth of wisdom again to the table. And I've got my own very own mother talking about, she's going to be talking about, you know, marriage and family. And I've got Dalen Grimm, who again is marriage and family. These two women, they live marriage and family. I've got the amazing Paula Malstead is going to be on there, just discussing all things family and walking through and navigating. She's been helping her husband. She's been leading the charge on her husband's health for the last 20 years. Over 20 plus years of stage 4 lung cancer. So she is a walking book of knowledge and persistence, and she's awesome. Then I've got my friend Donna O'Brien, who again has accomplished so much. And she has, you know, gone through and she overcame stage 4 breast cancer and went on to do something with it. And I'm going to let her share that story. And then I've got, you know, she used to be my nanny, but the day I met her, I knew that she was going to do great things. And she's one of those girls, Kari Cole. She just turned 30. She's a new mom, but she's already gotten her master's degree. She's already looking forward to the future. She's got the most disciplined life. She just puts into practice everything. I think she'll inspire you. If you're kind of in that kind of an age bracket, I think you're going to find it super helpful from her. But I think if you're anybody, you'll be inspired by her. I don't care how old you are. But just fantastic panelists. And so I'm excited about that. I've got my dear friend, Danny Van Zyl, who's going to be popping on there on the panel. And again, we're going to talk about all things, like even talking about, and this is a good thing to think about, even going into holiday season, guys. We're going to be discussing even how to hold a family together when ideologically there's a massive difference between the two of you, whether it be about sexuality, whether it be politically. I mean, there's so many divisive things today in our world that can separate families and divide families and do all that. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about navigating social media as a parent, how to parent through it. Guys, it is going to be a power-packed day. Grab a friend, grab a sister, grab your mom, and grab your seat, grab a ticket. Go register. So we've got so many, I'm putting out content on it every single day because I just think it's important for people to be there. I truly do believe that 2024 will be your year for more if you make the decision that you're going to move forward. If you walk into 2024 and you do the same things you did in 2023, you will end up at Groundhog's Day. You'll have a similar year. It's going to take a decisive action to move things forward in 2024. It's going to take doing things different. It's going to take some of that. It's going to take some courage to move into what you're called to move into. And I believe it can be such an epic year for people that hear the voice of like the calling to come forward and to move forward into what they're supposed to be on this earth. You're probably gonna have to take some steps that are fearful and steps that would cause you to just be like, what the heck? But I know on that step of faith that there's going to be provision that appears. And so I'm really expecting that it's going to be a day of community, of like-minded women. And I think that there's such power in like-mindedness. There's such power in unity of thought and purpose. And so I think it's going to be a power-packed day, and that one, you'll walk out of there. And guys, I don't like to waste my time, and I don't like to have my time wasted, and I would never want to waste yours. So I'm bringing to you really great, great, great people that can deliver the practical and the tactical, as well as the 30-foot vision for your life. They can deliver that to you. So I'm really looking forward to it. So I will, again, January 6th, and the whole entire premise of this is building a life that wins. So I hope to see you there. Now, just quickly onto the holiday thing. So we're going to be taking a week or two break from the podcast. We'll be back here right after the first of the year. But I did want to just say something to you, and it goes in line with everything. The only way that I've ever been able to change my life with a consistency is to sit in different rooms. And so when I wanted to go to a different level in any area, I've sought different people and sat in their presence. And I never would have considered myself to always be like, I'm a learner. I always want to be learning. But I am someone that looks at when I see that people are in different spots where I want to be, I go sit at their feet and go learn from them. And I'll go out of my way to have time with them, to be in their presence, to just soak in what they know. Guys, that's a rare trait. I thought that was kind of a common thing. It's not common. And so I would just say to you, no matter what your age, don't let that be a stumbling block. If there's something going on, that there's someone that you see out there, you're like, man, I would love to do that. I have a desire to do that. Oh, I want to be like that. I want to, you know, whatever it be, from health and fitness to finances, to career path, to parenting, to whatever it is, go make the reach out. Go reach out to someone who's where you're at or where you want to be, and go sit in their presence. Get time with them. Take them out for coffee. But beyond that, the greatest change in my life has occurred as I sat in rooms and I've talked with different people. When you talk with different people, once the brain has been expanded, it's hard to retract it. Guys, once you've seen, it's hard to unsee. So exposure is your greatest gift. If you can be exposed to people, to different thoughts, to different ways of doing things, to bigger vision, to bigger purpose, if you can be exposed to it, then once the mind has been expanded, it is rare for it to be able to go back. I mean, circumstance will try to beat you back down, but you'll always know in the back of your mind it's possible because someone else is doing it. Remember Roger Bannister, who ran the 3-minute mile? And for years and years and years and years and years, it was said it can never be done. It can never be done. It was a complete impossibility. And literally, he runs the 3-minute mile. And like the next year, so many people run the 3-minute mile. But one person just had to break the ceiling. And once the ceiling was broken, then everyone else knew it was possible. They could go out there and just accomplish it. So maybe you're the one person that needs to be the ceiling breaker in a certain area in this world. Maybe you're the ceiling breaker. Maybe you're the trailblazer that needs to keep setting the path. But if you're not, maybe you're the person that says, oh, they can do it, I can do it too. They can do it, I can do it too. Get in rooms around people that inspire you, that stimulate you, that bring out the best in you. That's what I'm really believing. We're going to be building a community of women that are not women that are wanting to drag people down. We're women that we want to cheer on other women to go and to do and to be and to make massive difference in this earth. Guys, we're in the most transitional times. We are in the most different time. I mean, it's most different times I've ever seen, right? But I'm just telling you, there's so much opportunity with it. There's so much repositioning going on. There's just a lot shifting. And those shifts make room for you. Those shifts make room for your gifts. Those shifts make room for your gifts. So in transition, your gifts have the ability to rise. So maybe you have transition in your office place. Maybe you have transition in your workplace. Maybe you have transition in something you're involved with. Well, as things transition, if you keep being diligent and you keep putting your best foot forward and you keep being all that you can be and all that you can do, I'm telling you, your gift's going to make room for you and you're going to show up stronger in that room. Opportunity is going to come to you. Doors are going to open before you when you just keep being you, keep doing and doing and doing. And guys, this community that we're creating is one that I want that people can feel like, oh, we're inspired, we're lifted, we're encouraged, we can do this. I want to be around people like that, don't you? People that bring out your greatness and not criticize you and knock you down and make you feel small. Here's what I've discovered. People that do that, that's how they typically feel. That's who they are on the inside, small. So when someone does that, just know, oh, sorry, you're one of those small people. Guys, I'm telling you, the rooms you sit in matter. I can look around and I can look at every stage of my career, my health, everything. And I'm like, yep, the rooms that I've been in, the rooms that I've put myself in, the rooms that I've paid a price to get into. Guys, it's never easy. It's a sacrifice of your time. It's a sacrifice of your family. It's a sacrifice of cost in a lot of cases, but it's worth it. Because the best investment you can make on this earth is in yourself. When you add value to who you are, you become a value add to your family, to your community, to your friends at a completely different level. The greatest gift that you can give to this earth is to get developed and pursue those things on the inside of you, to pursue, develop them, develop the gifts, develop the talents. The world is waiting for them. And I'm here to say one last thing. Your playing small does not serve the world. Your playing small or shrinking back does not serve the world. So go light your world. And part of that lighting, hey, make a stop January 6th at our Bienvenue Building a Life That Wins event. I promise you, it'll be a day that you'll walk away and say, man, the page turned. It's a different chapter for me. I feel like a different season is going to unfold before me now. And those are big commitments that I'm telling you, but I just know the level of the people that are going to be talking, the depths of what they've walked through. And I know that it's going to be pure gold. So I just wanted to hop on here and just kind of let you guys know that. But also just to say, I appreciate you so much. All of you that listen and support me, it means the world to me. That you share my stuff out, that you like it, that you pass it on to a friend, even that you're sharing my stuff out about the event. Guys, your encouragement and your support, it's everything. And so if you like this, if you enjoy my podcast, please share it out. And now I just want to let you know that this, you are more. You're truly more. Walk into this 2024 with that being your theme. 2024, your year for more. You are more. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Be very blessed. I appreciate you, and I will see you next year.